Hello and welcome to The Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith, Andrew McKinnis, and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy.
And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to The Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Tuesday, January 18th, Ian Cameron with you, ready to break down the Tuesday NHL card. We should have Andrew and Jimmy momentarily joining the show today as well. A pretty big Tuesday card, 8 games on tap, 3 games postponed, would have been 11 had we not had any games postponed today, but we still have 8 games on the NHL schedule for this Tuesday. Let's get right to it, because we do have a big card here on this Tuesday. Let's start with the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Washington Capitals. We've got Washington -120 to -125, home favorites in this game, 6 the total, pretty much across the board in this one. The Washington Capitals, the struggle's really continuing for this team. It's been a really rough new year for the Capitals. 2022 has not treated this team very well. They have just 1 win since the calendar turned to 2022. 1-5 they are. In 6 games played here in the new year, this Washington team. And the only win was a 2-0 shutout over the weekend against the New York Islanders. So it's been a rough go. I mean, their defensive game has definitely had issues. There's no denying that whatsoever. You look at many of these losses, they've given up 4 goals or more in the majority. 4 goals allowed to the New Jersey Devils in a defeat. 5 goals allowed to the St. Louis Blues in another loss. 3 goals allowed to the Minnesota Wild, 7 when the Boston Bruins erupted against this team not too recently, and then the 4-2 loss on Sunday against the Vancouver Canucks, who were struggling on that road trip that they've been on and got their first win of that trip against the Washington Capitals on Sunday. So it's definitely been a struggle for them. They've obviously had some key players out on the blue line and especially up front, and now tonight it's not going to be easier. John Carlson has been ruled out for the Washington Capitals here tonight. And TJ Oshie finds himself once again out for the Washington Capitals here in this game tonight. He suffered an upper body injury early in the Saturday game against the Islanders. He didn't play in the Sunday game against the Vancouver Canucks. And he looks like he's not going to play here tonight. And that's significant, because without TJ Oshie in the lineup, and I know they've struggled without him on the ice this year, especially of late, and I wanted to make sure I looked up how badly have the Capitals struggled without TJ Oshie. They've struggled to the tune of 7 straight losses. That's 0-7 in their last 7 games, the Washington Capitals, when TJ Oshie doesn't play. That's the stat going into this game tonight, and that's significant. They have lost 7 in a row, the Washington Capitals, without TJ Oshie in the lineup. So no Oshie, no Capitals for me in this game. I'm on Winnipeg here. I'm a little bit worried about this constantly start-stop schedule for the Jets. They've just not been able to get in any sort of regular rhythm of playing every other day. They really haven't. I mean, this is only their 5th game in the new year. They are 3-1 in the new year. They played pretty well. They beat Vegas. They beat Arizona. They shut out Detroit in their last game, which came back on Thursday of last week, 3-0. So they've been off since then. You know, because they've had situations with other teams, they're supposed to play them, and they've had obviously had those games postponed. And of course, they also fall into that, you know, situation where the NHL has canceled some of the Canadian teams' games, especially their home games, because they don't want to lose out on the revenue and lose out on the fact there are no fans in any of those games. So to me, when I look at this one, it's just not very not a very good situation here for the Capitals with everything that's gone on with them. Now, the one thing, that one caveat to all this, is that Vitek Vanacek is going to get the start in net here for this hockey game against the Jets tonight. And he is probably the guy you got to kind of go with right now, because Samsonov has been fighting the puck for a long period of time. There's no question. And Vanacek is the guy that played well for the Capitals in their most recent win, the 2-0 shutout victory against the Islanders, which came on Saturday. That was Vitek Vanacek in the net for that game, and he played very well. So I think Peter Laviolette senses that, hey, he gave us a shutout, maybe a little more difficult to shut out the Jets or play as well against the Jets, who have a little bit more firepower and offensive potency up front. But no question about it that the Capitals are just struggling right now. And I am not the least bit interested right now in laying any sort of price with them as home favorites. So I'm going to lean to Winnipeg here, a smaller bet because of the fact that the Jets schedule bothers me, that they had, you know, a layoff one game and then another layoff. So there are some questions about whether they'll be sharp. I think the game could go over the total as well. That's just a light opinion for me. I like the side more than the total. So I'm going to make it official on Winnipeg. You can get them at plus 110 here in this game, and a smaller lean to the over here as well at six. But Vanacek is coming off a very impressive performance and should be Connor Hellebuck in net for the Jets. So you might see some good goaltending tonight, which kind of has me leery about maybe going for anything, you know, more from a wagering standpoint than just a small bet toward over the total in this game with the Jets and the Capitals. We've got Andrew, I think, just about to join us. We'll let him settle in. I'll introduce the next game before we bring him in. We've got Buffalo and Ottawa. Ottawa minus 220, home favorite, six the total in this game. The Sabres, this is a really tricky scheduling spot for the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, they've played a lot of games lately. They're coming off the day game against Detroit on Martin Luther King Day yesterday. They lose 3-2 in overtime. Typical Sabres, right? And I had a small play on the Sabres in that game. It was frustrating. You know, 2-0, they're up in the third period and can't hold the lead. Dylan Larkin gets two goals, and they win in overtime 3-2. So it's unfortunate, but hey, that's the Sabres season in a nutshell. They've had many of those types of losses, and now they're on a back-to-back in Ottawa here, taking on all of a sudden a surging Ottawa Senators team that's playing some really good hockey at the moment going into this game. They've won two in a row since their recent pause, beating Edmonton and Calgary on the road, beating them by a combined score, too, of 10-5. So Senators playing well. I've been impressed. Josh Norris, outstanding. Funny to see him scoring a goal with someone else's helmet on his head the other night against Edmonton. That was pretty funny. Good for a laugh there. They certainly gave him the gears on the bench for that. No, but they're playing well. Norris, Kachuk's been good. Batherson, obviously, is going to be an all-star this year and well-earned for him. They're starting to get a little bit healthier. They got Thomas Chabot on the blue line back recently. It does hurt that Connor Brown is on the IR. He's such a good two-way player. You know, the fact that he's going to be out for some time is unfortunate, because he's a good player for them. But Ottawa's playing well. I would probably look Ottawa in regulation here. That would be the only thing I would consider here. Michael Hauser's been confirmed in net for the Sabres. He got some time with Buffalo last year, a few games, and not exactly great numbers necessarily for Hauser here in net. Murray is probably going to be the guy you would think for Ottawa, because he's actually played a little bit better lately. He's fighting for his career, you know, at this point, Matt Murray. So every start for him is important. So it'd be Ottawa in regulation for me if I were to bet it. I actually like Ottawa team total in this one. I will make that play official. I think that's the best way to go about it here. It's 3.5 even money. I like the Sens team total in this one, over 3.5. Andrew, welcome in. What did you think of the first two games, Winnipeg, Washington, and this one, Buffalo, Ottawa?
There's not much for me to like in that Winnipeg game, just because I haven't really had a good read on Winnipeg at all, guys. I'll be honest. And this is a team that I haven't really had many winning bets on, and I haven't really had much action on them recently. So we'll see what happens in that game. I just can't really figure them out. Don't really like the price in that game. And as far as the total goes, I would lean towards the over, but it's no pass. It's a no play for me in that game. But look, for everybody out there that's an overnight bettor, that Senators play was a dream, because right now that line is gone. That good price is gone. That's why Ian recommended the regulation there. You could have got a decent price with the money line last night. Now it's not there as much. But yeah, I'm going ahead here and backing the Senators. I do like that team total you mentioned, but look at the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, it's been a rough couple of games for them. Then yesterday, you see what happened early game, and they just couldn't get it figured out early in the game, and they try and battle back. I look at that team defensively, and now I get to see what's going on with Ottawa. And look, guys, I said it before, and I'm not trying to make excuses here for them, but Ottawa was the first team to really have a bunch of COVID stuff going on with them, and the league didn't pull their games. You know, same thing with the Islanders. Look at some other teams. You know, they get two guys on COVID, and the league goes nuts and cancels their next five games. Ottawa got screwed with that. And I think Ottawa is a better team than people give them credit for, and they're going to show that over the next couple of games here. So they are better than the Sabres. They're in a better situation than the Sabres, and they're healthy right now. So give me the Sens in regulation.
Sens in regulation. Yeah, I like that. But I like the team total actually even more, because you can get really good price on that, minus 110. And I think they'll get to four goals. Hauser, by the way, 3.41 goals against average in a handful of starts last year. for the Buffalo State. 3.46, I should say, goals against average. So it's nothing to write home about, that's for sure. And you worry about the Sabres maybe being a little bit slow afoot here tonight because of the situation. I think it's their third game in four nights and also, of course, back-to-back here. And you got to believe maybe traveling out of Buffalo after the snowstorm and the blizzard that hit that area and so many other areas in that vicinity yesterday might make the travel to Ottawa even more difficult for them here. Jimmy, what do you think here? Well, let's welcome in Jimmy first. Actually, I should say that. Jimmy, welcome in. It's good to see for the first time this week here on the Ice Guys. He's been a busy guy. He's going to be writing at every single Hockey Now website if this keeps up at this rate. He's going to be popping in on every head coach's press conference in the National Hockey League if he's in the direction he's trending right now. First, it's Cassidy. Now he's getting in on the Ducharme press conferences. Next thing you know, the McClellan and the Kings, he'll be there too asking some questions. But he's a busy guy, Jimmy. Haven't you been lately?
Yeah, a tired guy as well. But I'll tell you, you guys know that feeling, though. And Ian, how'd you guys do in the snow there? Did you get belted or what?
Oh, yeah, we did. We got a good amount here. But yeah, I would say 30 centimeters. Not as bad as Niagara. Niagara, which, of course, is closer to Buffalo than where I am. Uh-huh. And they got 50 to 60 centimeters. They really got hit hard there in the Niagara area. But, hey, it is what it is. And it's a lot calmer here today at the very least, which is good. So what do you think, Jimmy? Winnipeg, Washington, and Buffalo, Ottawa.
Well, I'll be quick with it. I love the over in the Winnipeg, Washington. I'm going to go with that just as my one and only bet there. And then in the Ottawa-Buffalo game, I'm going to go with the regulation for Ottawa. I know it's minus 145. It's not the best value, but it's better than what you get going with the regular side. And then I also like their team total over as well. So those are my bets for those two games.
All right, let's go to Carolina, Boston. One of the games of the night for sure. Boston minus 140, home favorites, 5.5 the total in this game. Another opportunity for the Boston Bruins to show that, hey, they mean business. They're certainly playing their best hockey right now, 5 in a row. And you can even say they've beaten finally some good teams. You know, Tampa Bay, Washington, although Washington's been struggling lately. Nashville's been playing pretty good hockey lately, and they beat the Nashville Predators 4-3. So better wins, better quality of wins for the Boston Bruins lately. Here's another chance to notch another ring on their belt, if you will, with this Carolina game. When I look at this game here, I mean, you look, Carolina's coming off a 4-1 win against Vancouver, snapping a two-game skid. Pretty predictable bounce back spot for them. I mean, after the stunning 6-0 shutout loss at home to Columbus, which was rather surprising to say the least, Carolina just doesn't get shellacked like that very often. But it happened in that game. Jacob Slavin, the good news for the Hurricanes is it looks like he might be cleared from COVID protocol in time to suit up tonight for the Carolina Hurricanes. And like I said, by far the best defenseman they've got. That's going to help. And good news on the blue line for the Bruins as well. Matt Grizzlick is also going to be in for the Bruins tonight, which is some good news going into this one.
And Connor Clifton too, Ian.
And Connor Clifton. And kind of take some of the starch away from the bet that I made in this game, which was the over. I kind of worry about it now. And the one thing about these two teams is they've actually head-to-head been really tighter checking, lower scoring games. But when I look at a game like this, what do I look at? Do I view the current form with these two teams as the superior intangible or what we've seen in the past head-to-head? Because current form is these teams are lighting up the lamp right now. There's no denying that whatsoever. Both of these teams have scored 4 goals or more in the majority of their recent games. You're being doled out a 5.5 when it comes to this total of essentially even money. So I think that's the value side for me, even with these teams playing tighter checking in recent head-to-head games. So for me, I'm still going to stick to my guns here with over 5.5. Looks like the two veterans will be in net for their respective teams tonight. Freddie Anderson, who's certainly seen a lot of the Bruins in his career, going back to his time in Toronto, and Tuukka Rask back in net for the Bruins. And again, I think they're going to take it light with him. They're not going to start him every game for now, let him get his feet wet, but he will be in there tonight against the Canes. Jimmy, we'll start with you on this one, Canes-Bruins.
Well, one thing to note too, Ian, and you know, sometimes this does play a role in how people approach betting games, is there is going to be that pregame ceremony. They will have a virtual ceremony with Willie O'Ree to retire his number 22 to the rafters at TD Garden. Of course, he was the first black player to ever play in the NHL. So that's great for him. Congratulations to him. But, you know, that can screw up the routine sometimes of a team. And more so I find, I don't have the stats in front of me, but sometimes I find it to be the home team that's honoring somebody is a little off kilter, you know, and just doesn't have their focus as much as maybe they should because they've been focused on that ceremony. So I'm actually going to take a flyer on that and take the regulation line for the Carolina Hurricanes in the first period. But I am going to then go and take a draw because I think this is going to be a great game. I'm feeling a 3-2, 4-3 type game. So I'm going to take the draw and that first period regulation for Carolina.
All right. Interesting. So two ways here for Jimmy. The draw plus 320. He's going to look at that. And he's also going to look toward Carolina minus a half. That's Carolina minus a half. It's basically alternative first period puck line, if you will. Minus a half plus 215. So Carolina to be up after the first period, obviously, for that to cash. So Canes minus a half plus 215 in the first period and the draw, which is plus 320. So there you go. And I think it will be a tight game. Would this be a shocker if it's a one goal game? To me, it absolutely wouldn't be. What do you think here, Andrew? A good one tonight, Carolina and Boston.
It is a good one. And, you know, I think that history shows that Boston's done well against Carolina. Boston's done well at the Garden. But I'm going to go ahead and back the dog here, you know, giving me Carolina at an underdog price. You know, I've had some good, you know, I like betting on Boston, especially at home. And, you know, as a Nova Scotian, I've loved seeing Brad Marchand do well recently. But I look at Carolina coming in here as an underdog after they won several games, then dropped two and kind of got things back together in their last game. I expect them to kind of refocus. And I think that sometimes it's important to look at when teams are playing so well and you're as a high caliber team like Carolina are, and then you lose two games, everyone kind of starts going bananas, like the sky's falling. Sometimes it's almost good to be humbled, you know, and lose two games and kind of just be like, okay, yeah, we're not going to win every game. Whereas the Bruins, they've been absolutely rolling themselves. You know, that perfection line's going well. Jimmy was talking about the other day with Curtis Lazar. It's not just the top guys doing well for them, but Tuca, you know, his second game, obviously his first game was against the Flyers. We can all agree this is definitely a step up from the Philadelphia Flyers playing the Hurricanes here. So, no, I think it's just a good opportunity to back the dog here.
All right. It's a good price on Carolina. Can't argue that. Plus 120. You don't get that with the Hurricanes very often. Vancouver and Nashville. It's just going to be a drop-in for Andrew on the show today. We'll do this game, and then we'll let him give us opinions after this game on the rest of the card, and then we'll say goodbye to Andrew. He's got to bounce early today. Vancouver and Nashville. We've got Nashville minus 330. Home favorites, 5.5 the total in this one. The money's just poured in. I mean, poured in on the Vancouver Canucks here in this game, which is interesting because if I'm not mistaken, this is the end of their road trip, and that's not always the best bet on spot imaginable. But I think the betting markets see Nashville's cooling off a little bit. Best bet winner for me on the show yesterday, St. Louis, minus 125. They got the job done, 5-3. Over the Predators. Predators did get Philip Forsberg back, which we weren't sure if he'd return. He did. And he did score for Nashville, but not enough to lead the victory against the Blues. It's back-to-back now for the Predators back home after the game in St. Louis. It's a rest advantage for Vancouver. And I think Vancouver, after finally getting a win against Washington, remember, they got trounced by Tampa, Florida, and Carolina. That trifecta really beat them up in the first three games of that road trip. I think they want to go, there's a big difference between a 2-3 road trip if they win tonight and a 1-4 road trip if they lose tonight. So I expect a good effort here from Vancouver. There's a chance we see David Riddick, who I don't have much faith in for Nashville tonight in goal. So I did bet the Canucks. I'm on this Vancouver train here. I got it plus 130. It's down now even more. Like this open actually as high as plus 150 on Vancouver, down to plus 130, which is when I got in. And now it's down to as low as plus 110. But I think Vancouver's the side here. I think they want to end this road trip with two in a row. That's what I've heard. They don't want 1-4 on their resume on this road trip. They want 2-3, and they want to feel good again after finally getting back on track against the Capitals. And you're starting to see it. Nashville starting to – they're not going to fall apart. I'm not going to say they're going to fall apart and crumble and miss the playoffs. It's premature. But they are going to level off and regress a little bit at least, and we're starting to see signs of that with Nashville. Andrew, what do you think here, Canucks and Predators?
Yeah, back-to-back dogs for me. I'm on the Canucks, and it's funny, Jimmy. I don't like to put words in people's mouth, but I saw your tweet, and I was on the show yesterday, and I was talking about how both you and I have kind of given hell to the Predators. And I saw your tweet the other day where you were kind of saying the same stuff as me. You know, I was like, yeah, I was wrong about them, but then I went ahead and bet against them yesterday. So I apologize to the Preds, but then I bet against them. But Yeah, you know, I still think this team isn't who they appear to be. And I issued my apology statement, but it's not like it really did anything for me because I'm still betting against them. And it's also just a great price with Vancouver. Looking at what Nashville's done recently, it's been kind of surprising, guys, because you remember the old Nashville, they were kind of a low-scoring team. You know, when they were really having success, they had a great goaltender. And now a lot of the games they've had success in, especially over the past week and a half, it's been really high scoring games. And I think an underrated thing that Bruce Boudreau has added to this team is, you know, staying close together, you know, good back checking. And I think that that's going to be the difference in tonight's game. I expect a lower scoring victory. I know it's the end of a road trip, usually an angle where I look towards an over. I know it's a back to back for Nashville, usually an angle where I look towards an over. But I think the defense here for the Canucks, and it's been a really, really tough, you know, road trip for them. It's been a tough schedule for them after this break, and we knew it wasn't going to be pretty. So I guess in summary, for everybody out there that's looking to be a believer in this Canucks team, let's not get discouraged off a couple losses against really good teams, because their schedule has not been kind the last couple games here.
No, it hasn't. And yes, Bo Horvat, just like basically in the last 30 minutes, it's been announced he's in COVID-19 protocol.
Guys, that happened a minute after I bet on them. It was the biggest piss. I still like them, but I'm not even joking. I click.
I do too. I rally the troops without the captain. Yeah. You know how many times we see that? You know, when we see that all the time, especially when the captain's out, everybody kind of rallies the troops. And
but that was still have the situation in their favor. I bet it, and then right away I get the alert on my phone.
Yeah.
It's like taunting me. Bo Horvat's out, Andrew. Did you not know that?
Yeah, I know. It's like, God damn it. Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. But, you know, that's welcome to handicapping and betting sports in the COVID world. You know, that's what we're dealing with now on a daily basis for sure. Jimmy, we'll get to your thoughts in Nashville, Vancouver in a sec. I know Andrew's got to go in a minute or two. So we'll just hit quick hitter, Andrew. We got four games left that Jimmy and I will talk about them in depth in a few minutes. But with you, Andrew, before you say goodbye, Montreal, man, was that disappointing from Montreal yesterday. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they don't have NHL caliber goaltending right now. Simple as that. That doesn't matter.
The team also doesn't really give a shit, it seems like. No. So that's not helping them.
No, it doesn't. That was poor. That was piss poor, in fact, against Arizona yesterday. Primo and Montembeau aren't the answer. They're in Dallas tonight, back-to-back, brutal spot. Dallas is a different team at home. We all know that. So there's Montreal, Dallas, Florida, Calgary. It should be a great game. Tampa, Los Angeles, Islanders, Flyers. Andrew, floor is yours. Four games. What do you like in those four games?
Tampa, LA, looking towards over 5.5. LA last night was not pretty for them. Timo Meier goes off. Tampa Bay is looking good recently. I expect goals in that one. I don't think LA will be able to contain the Lightning, but they'll get a few of their own as well and bounce back a little bit. Panthers, Flames. Look, the Flames haven't played in a couple days. I definitely can agree that Sutter's definitely been bag skating this Flames team. He's definitely not been happy, but this is not a good team to fix your defensive struggles against, like the Panthers. So not really a good team to bounce back in. Looking towards the Panthers in the first period, minus a half on the puck line. I just can't see it. I just, no matter what we're seeing for quotes in the media, I just can't really see the Flames bouncing back really well against the Panthers tonight. Canadian Stars, guys, nothing really else to do besides start taking team total overs for the opposition against the Canadians. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 4. It's wash, rinse, repeat here. Yesterday was my shock, guys. I opened.
You got your notes in front of you with that game because it's the same thing I'm looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I was wrong yesterday. I'll admit it here. Look, I haven't bet on the Habs a lot this year. I said to myself, you know what? They're playing the Coyotes. You know, they're getting healthier. It didn't matter, guys. I was wrong. The Canadians definitely did not show up there. So look at the team total over for the Dallas Stars. And that Islanders Flyers game. You know what, guys? I'll be honest. I don't like playing. I never really like playing the second game when two teams play each other like two times in a row. It's not really something I like to do. I do want to fade the Philadelphia Flyers still, so I would lean towards the Islanders side, but I'm just staying off that one. It's just not something I like to do when two teams play each other really, you know, back-to-back type of thing.
All right, there we go. Andrew breaking down in quick hitter style the rest of the
Best
Tuesday card.
Over at LA Tampa.
There you go. Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, over 5.5. Best bet for Andrew McGinnis. Andrew's got a roll. Andrew, right, thanks for joining us. Have a good night.
See you guys.
There he is, Andrew McGinnis on the ice, guys. Jimmy and I for the rest of the show. All right, Jimmy, Vancouver and Nashville. What do you think of this one?
Well, I think that Horvat news is definitely swaying me towards Nashville because I'll tell you, I mean, I obviously had to cover the Bruins Preds the other day. I watched that game. That was one of the most physical regular season games I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, they were banging out there, the Bruins and the Preds, and that, you know, that's what Andrew was referencing there, was I just said, okay, I get it now. I can see why this team is winning. And it's not just their skill. It's that they come out and they beat you down and they wear you out. And I just don't see that on the Vancouver side. I don't see who's, you know, Horvat would be a guy that could match up against that. You got Chiasson, who's 6'4", to some, but still overall, they're not the most physical team compared to Nashville. So I'm just going to go straight up with the Nashville Predators on the money line in this game. And that will be my only play for it.
There you go. Nashville Predators minus 130 current price with that one. All right. Montreal, Dallas, Dallas minus 320 home favorites, 5.5 the total, shaded to the under in this one. And like I was, Andrew just mentioned, yeah, it didn't look like a great effort for a team that, you know, finally figured maybe we got a chance to win a game here against Arizona. And we didn't really see that kind of spark for Montreal.
It's just like, so weird, Ian, covering the Bruins one day and then that team the next. It's like two different worlds, two alter egos. It's insane how different things are in that environment right now. It's just a mess in Montreal.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess, and it was a shit show, if you will. And what is that now? Their sixth straight loss. Yep. Now 1-9 in their last 10 games. The only win was a shootout win against Philly, who are just in a free fall themselves at the moment. 5-2 yesterday to Arizona. Just a poor performance all around. The goaltending, like I said, the goaltending's not NHL caliber for Montembeau or Primo right now. It's just not.
And until the defense,
and the defense is, that's been bad too. It's been hideous, in fact, the blue line. And it's, you know, it's amazing about the blue line, because you're right, they deserve their share of the blame as well for how badly they've been in terms of goals against. It, you know, Ben Chiarot's had a tough year. David Savard looks like a turnstile at times right now in his own zone. Romanov just got back, so it's hard to blame him. Jeff Petrie's not had a great year necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I've said all along how much I don't think much of Brett Kulak as an NHL defenseman. And this guy just makes mistakes and blunders and takes bad penalties, the works with him. And I talked about it in that playoff year for Montreal last year, how whenever Kulak got minutes, that's when when it was on the ice, that's when shit started to happen. And the other team got things going offensively against the Kulak pair on the blue line. So yeah, there's all kinds of issues right now for Montreal. They cannot keep the puck out of their own net right now. That's been a huge issue during this skid. They give up 5 to Tampa, 4 to Carolina, 5 to Florida, 5 to Boston. 3 is the low water mark that they've allowed during this losing streak to Chicago, and then the 5 spot they give up to Arizona yesterday. Tampa or Dallas returning home, which is good for them because they just cannot for the life of them find a way to win on the road right now. They get pummeled 10-2 combined against Tampa and Florida on the road in their last two games. And of course, they lost in St. Louis as well. So this team just cannot find ways to win on the road. But at home, man, it's a different group. 14-4 at home coming into this game. The Dallas Stars continue to play great hockey on home ice. It's, if they could ever figure out how to get things going on the road, you know, it'd be a different season for them. They wouldn't be fighting for their playoff lives. 20-6 in their last 26 home games. So it's just been a different team. And they've actually been scoring goals in bunches at home. During this home win streak, 4 against Chicago, 7 against Minnesota, 6 against Florida. They have a 3-2 win against Pittsburgh, 5 goals scored against Seattle. What's to stop them from at home, where they've played better, what's to stop them from scoring at least 4 goals tonight against a Montreal team that can't keep the puck out of their own net? So Andrew mentioned it, and it is the bet I'm on here. Dallas team total over 3.5 in this one, minus 120 to minus 130, the current price with that. I think Stars get 4 minimum. Jimmy, what do you think here? Habs, Stars.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ian, in terms of the team total over for Dallas. I'm gonna go over in this. 3 overs for me. So give me that team total over, give me the first period over, and then give me the over in the entire game. Watching this Habs team more closely over the last 2 weeks for me has just shown me, like I just said, that defense is just horrendous. By no means am I discrediting what you said about the goaltending. They suck too, but it's just when you look at the way – and, you know, I was watching yesterday with my girlfriend, who's not a big hockey fan. She's just starting to get into it because she's dating me now. And even she looked and she said, why are those guys all standing around in front of the net not picking anybody up? And it's true. It's just like basic stuff like that. Guys just standing around idle and buzzing around.
And you know it's bad.
Like, yeah. What are you doing out there? And I feel bad for Ducharme, you know, and he's going to probably get let go. But I don't think this is on him. This is just nobody cares anymore. That's a problem there. And that's a tough environment to be in. So I like a 6-3 Dallas win in this, something like that, maybe even 7-3. So give me those three overs.
There you go. And it's just a question of can Montreal chip in, and maybe they can here in this game against Dallas. But I'm pretty confident in Dallas scoring four goals here. So Dallas team total over 3.5, minus 120, and the first period over, which is in this one, minus 115, minus 110, actually, even money, and also like an over 5.5, minus 110 for the full game for Jimmy here with Montreal and Dallas. All right, Florida, Calgary, Florida minus 150. Road favorite, 6.5 the total in this game. You guys know what I'm on in this game, and I've said it. This is the same theory with Colorado right now. Until I see 7 with Florida, it's over for me until further notice. And that's what we're rocking with here, over 6.5. This team is just, I can't believe the offensive, you know, explosion we've seen from the Florida Panthers. You know what's shocking? Do you know how difficult it is in the National Hockey League to night after night get to, you know, 5 goals, it seems like, in every game? That's what Florida's doing just about right now. You know, 7 of their last 8 games, they have hit 5 goals. 9 against Tampa, 5 against Montreal, 6 against Calgary when these teams met a few weeks back down in South Florida. They score 5 against Dallas, 4 against Carolina was the one time they didn't get 5 goals or more in the last 8 games. Then they score 5 against Vancouver, 7 against Dallas, 9 goals against Columbus in their last game over the weekend. So, you know, it's just that they're not being stopped right now. And Calgary is struggling at the moment. And they were supposed to be in a bounce back, get right spot. They got their teeth kicked in that statement road trip, if you will. The litmus test, we were going to find out just how good or maybe not good this Calgary team was. And they lose 6-2 to Florida, 4-1 to Tampa, 6-3 to Carolina. But that was supposed to be against Ottawa, returning home with almost a week off. That was supposed to be a spot for them to get back on track, come out strong, come out with a great strong push early in the game. I saw none of that against Ottawa. That was a pathetic performance against Ottawa. I've said that a couple times now about that game. If you watch that game, it's lethargic, is what it was. They were outplayed. They lost every loose puck battle in that hockey game, start to finish, to the Ottawa Senators. Coming off that 3-game road trip against those good teams where they got shellacked, they come back home against Ottawa, and the performance and the effort and the compete level from the opening puck drop was simply not good enough. So Sutter bag skates them after that game. We'll see if it works tonight against Florida. He'd better. This is the spot to do it, because if the bag skate's supposed to get the team to wake up, and if they don't wake up tonight, Florida's going to boat race them tonight like they've boat raced every team they've played lately. So we'll see if that is a wake-up call for the Calgary Flames, but it's everything. You know, they didn't get many good chances against Ottawa, and the chances they did, Murray stopped. And at the other end, we've got to start getting concerned about Markstrom a bit. Markstrom's not been good since the Christmas break. This has been consistent allowance of 4 goals or more in the majority of his starts in net since we got out of the Christmas break for Jacob Markstrom, the goaltender of the Calgary Flames. Mm-hmm. That is a concern right now. His play has declined, and not only declined a bit, it's declined a lot, you know, and he's got to find it again and get back on track himself in between the pipes right now for the Flames. And you look at it, they gave up 6 to Florida the first time they played them. That game went over the total. We talked about how Florida games just keep on going over these 6.5s. The series history here, 7-0 to the over in the last 7 meetings in Calgary between the Panthers and the Flames, 11-2 to the over in the last 13 overall meetings between the Panthers and the Flames. And I remember taking the over in the meeting a couple weeks ago. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. For me, it's going to be over 6.5 in this one, because even if Calgary brings that concerted, strong effort and Markstrom plays better, is it going to be enough to keep Florida neutralized with what we've seen from them? It's everybody. It's Huberdeau. It's Verhaeghe. It's Bennett, who's been incredible. Definitely, they're getting everybody on board offensively right now, the Panthers, and it's going to be difficult for Calgary to slow them down. And certainly in our chat, I see people mentioning Sam Bennett. How can you not, right? Former team, you know, he'll always be pumped up to play Calgary. With the way he's popping the puck in the net right now, hard to argue with anybody thinking Sam Bennett anytime goal scorer tonight for the Florida Panthers in this one. What do you think here, Jimmy, Florida, Calgary?
I'll tell you, I'm going to do the same thing I did with Carolina here and take that alternative line in the first period. I think Calgary, you listed how bad they were and how they had a bag skate, and they need to come out fired up. And when this team has needed to do that, more often than not, they have throughout the season. I'm a little shaky on how they've been for the last 3 weeks or so, but still, this has been a team that can answer the bell. And I think they do that. They come out with a strong first period. Not sure how the rest of the game will go. Could be one of those games. I might even lean towards another draw on this one as well. But just give me that alternative line in the first period.
All right, there we go. That's Calgary. That's just what he did in the Carolina game. So you'll get a very good plus price on that. Calgary minus a half at plus 195 in the first period. So again, Calgary to have the lead after the first 20 minutes, and we'll see if the Flames definitely step it up from a compete level standard. They just weren't ready. You know what that was, the Calgary-Ottawa game? That was the Dallas Cowboys against the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. They just weren't ready from the opening faceoff against Ottawa. Just like the Dallas Cowboys,
I thought it was the ref's fault, though.
Yeah, the umpire for not spotting the ball quickly enough. Stop with that garbage.
Whatever.
I don't want to hear that. Not that's such.
Why the hell are you running the ball in that situation?
Yeah, he got to get down quicker and slide quicker than that. If you're Prescott in that situation, not put yourself in a spot where you're right up against the zeros coming on the clock like that. I mean, that's just what that's going to excuse. 3.5 quarters of bad quarterback play, of shitty run defense, of 14 penalties that cost you yardage over and over again, especially in big spots. You know, that ending to the game and what the umpire did with the footballs, that's the reason you lost. Not 3.5 quarters of absolutely horrendous football and undisciplined bonehead penalties on both sides of the ball, and a coach that clearly couldn't get his team fired up to start that game because they just go right down the field like a hot knife through butter.
Tell us how you really feel.
49ers in that game. It's just hilarious here, and some people say that that's the reason they lost is, because they didn't get that one shot at the Hail Mary to win that game at the end.
It was ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. That doesn't excuse 3.5 quarters of shitty football, which is what we saw from the Dallas Cowboys in that game. But that's enough of that. But point is, Calgary played that way against Ottawa. They didn't come out early. They weren't ready to play. We'll see if they are. They better be, or else Florida can make you look silly. So fascinating game to observe tonight with those two teams. Tampa Bay, Los Angeles. We've got Tampa Bay minus 200 to minus 210. Road favorites, 5.5 the total in this game. Andrew likes the over. He mentioned that. It's also his best bet. I kind of like it too. I can't argue with the fact that in terms of offense, the Kings have definitely been scoring at home, especially. Mm-hmm. You look at their last three home games, 4 goals against Detroit, 3 against the Rangers, 6 third period explosion for 6, and they ended up with 6 goals in that win against Pittsburgh in their last home game. Tampa Bay, they've won 3 in a row going on this road trip that begins here in L.A. I'll tell you what, though, they've dominated L.A. That's the fear. 10-1 Tampa Bay last 11 head to head against the LA Kings, including 9 straight, 4 straight here in LA that they've won against the Kings. That being said, this number now is getting to the point where I think I've got to bite a small bet on LA here. Like, they have been very good at home. It is an out of conference game for Tampa Bay. They're going to be without Zach Bogosian too. And Eric Chernak on the blue line is questionable tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning as well. Andre Palat is out for the Lightning. Of course, they've got a lot of depth at forward. We know that. But the way Palat's been playing, and he's probably going to miss this game as well. They will miss him. He's missed 2 in a row, and he's had scored 5 goals in 4 games before that. So they will miss him a little bit. I just think Tampa Bay's a little bit being priced too high in this one. And this is what it is. To me, it's just a price play. We have to factor in that LA has played very well at home. They're coming off, a really bad game, probably their worst game in a very long time against San Jose yesterday. Yes, it's a back-to-back, but that was an earlier start and it's very minimal travel. It's just in the same state. You go from San Jose to back home to LA. It's not like it's the kind of travel that is all that, taxing. When you're talking about a back-to-back, they've actually been okay on the back-to-back this year, 3-2, the LA Kings on the second night of back-to-back games. I am going to take a small shot here with the Los Angeles Kings at plus 180. You can get that at some spots in that plus 170 to plus 180 range. And I'm certainly not going to debate the over, because that has also been a trend head-to-head with these two teams. You look at series history, Lightning and Kings, they've definitely trended over the total. Five and one with two pushes in the last eight head-to-head meetings to the over with the Lightning and the Kings. So I will bet that as well, over 5.5. And a small shot on the LA Kings. And it's not because I don't like Tampa Bay all of a sudden or think they can win this game. Clearly they can, and they're favored to. They probably should. But this is a price play. You know, I think in this situation, LA's got some value here as a bigger home dog, slightly bigger home dog than I think they should be, because they really have been good at this newly named crypto arena here in LA in recent weeks. Jimmy, what do you think here, Lightning and Kings?
I'm in another over mood. I'm going to do the first period over and the total over. I can't resist that 5.5 I'm looking at right now, and it's not bad value at all. I'm seeing a minus 135. So, look, they have been scoring a lot of goals, and so does Tampa. I see where you're coming from. I might kind of lean towards that as game time gets closer there. I can see the reasoning there as well. But, yeah, I see a lot of goals in this game right now. And, hey, I'm just looking at it as you're talking, Ian, and I'm looking at the standings here. And, I mean, I don't know anyone on their NHL standings bingo card that had the Anaheim Ducks and the LA Kings tied for second in the Pacific Division and third in the Western Conference. It's unreal. So kudos to them for the seasons they're having. Not getting much love, but I'll tell you what, they probably have screwed up a lot of people's betting cards throughout this season.
Yeah, they have. There's no question. It's been surprising to see how some of these teams have done in the Western Conference. Anaheim especially. LA has certainly been good, although they took a hit yesterday against San Jose in that loss to the Sharks. Timo Meier, man, what a performance he had in that game for the Sharks. Just an incredible day for him. Five goals, scoring five of the six San Jose goals in that game. You don't see a five-goal night. I think Austin Matthews in his very first NHL game against the Ottawa Senators is one of the other very rare five-goal games.
I read that Mika Zibanejad was the last guy to do it. I think it was like two years ago,
Florida. I think it was, or someone. I remember he did have a five-goal game, and it was impressive as well. And, of course, Matthews in his NHL debut many years ago. So impressive. Props to Timo Meier. Sometimes you just have a night where the puck follows you around and you find the back of the net, and everything that you shoot toward the net goes in. And that's precisely what happened last night for yesterday afternoon, rather, for Timo Meier of the San Jose Sharks. All right, before we get to our last game, DraftKings Sportsbook, we're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs now, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team this weekend. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. If DraftKings Sportsbook isn't available in your state, you can still get in on the action in the divisional round and play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily fantasy football contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must reside in a DraftKings Sportsbook state. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account and use that promo code THPN. All right, final game, which is actually a 7 p.m. Eastern puck drop, but it's one of those write-in games because it was previously rescheduled. Islanders and the Flyers. Islanders minus 130, road favorites, 5.5, the total shaded to the under. Revenge, shmevenge. As far as I'm concerned, who cares? Philly's terrible right now. They just are. They can't find a way. I know Islanders beat them last night. I think Islanders beat them again. And the Islanders have been talking the talk now for, I would say, the last 5 to 7 days that now's go time for us. If we want to make the playoffs, We still believe we are a playoff caliber team. If we're going to do it, we've got to go on a run. And if we're going to go on a run, guess what? You got to beat teams like the slowly Philadelphia Flyers right now that just at the moment cannot get out of their own way. Their offense is hit or miss, largely been missed lately. We know Carter Hart and Martin Jones, that tandem has been up and down all season long. They've lost eight in a row. You know, eventually they're going to win a game, kind of like Seattle yesterday. They had been slumping. They finally found a way to win a game against Chicago in a shootout. Maybe tonight's the night for the Flyers, maybe. But you're only going to offer – you're going to give me just a minus 125 price here on the Islanders, who are starting to put it together, four wins in their last five games, certainly playing with a team, playing with a purpose, which right now can't be said about the Flyers. And the Flyers miss Couturier as well. It goes without saying that really the losing streak has coincided with his absence, because he's been missing now for a bunch of games, and Couturier is just one of those Swiss Army knife hockey players for your team. Can score. He's good defensively. He wins big faceoffs for you. He plays in all situations, and the Philadelphia Flyers definitely miss him right now. So even though the Islanders won last night, now Philly's at home, and you think revenge spot for the Flyers. Revenge spots matter more to me when your team is good, all right? And I always say that. I like the revenge spot when the team that's pretty good is in revenge. And right now the Flyers aren't a good hockey team. So for me, it's the Islanders here at a reasonable minus 125 in this one to sweep the Flyers in these back-to-back games. Jimmy, what do you think here? Islanders, Flyers.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself there. What I think is the exact same thing as you. I think the Islanders just take care of business here. And I'll give you a Jimmy Puck line to close things off. The New York Islanders over to Philadelphia Flyers.
Right, there we go. We're waiting for it. Last game on the board and finally got to Jimmy Puck line sighting. Jimmy going with the Islanders here, minus a 1.5 in this one, which you can get right now at plus 190. So a nice price with the Islanders puck line in this one against the Philadelphia Flyers. By the way, it looks like Semyon Varlamov is going to be starting here in this one for the New York Islanders. He's been really good the last three starts. Now, he hasn't played a ton because they've had so many starts and stops, but he played December 16th against Boston, December 30th against Buffalo, and a few days ago against Washington, and 35 or one goal against in that game against Washington. Now, they lost that game 2-0, the Islanders, but he played very well. He's given up just one goal in each of his last three starts, Semyon Varlamov. So playing well for the Islanders. He'll be in net tonight against the Flyers. All right, great stuff with Jimmy Murphy and with Andrew McGinnis here on this Tuesday edition of the Ice Guys. Let's wrap it up with best bets. Jimmy, we'll start with you. What do you like for best bet?
Well, I'm kind of conflicted between the Islanders puck line there or that over in the LA-Tampa game. I'm going to go with that over in the LA-Tampa game, just liking that too much. So give me the over 5.5 there.
All right, Tampa Bay-Los Angeles over 5.5, minus 120. Best bet for Jimmy Murphy on this Tuesday NHL card. My best bet for this show, I'm going to go Ottawa Senators, team total over 3.5. I like it. This team's playing good hockey. They get obviously a better scheduling situation here than Buffalo, who are playing their third game in four nights back-to-back as well after playing in Detroit on Martin Luther King Day in the afternoon yesterday. Ottawa, by the way, not only winning games against those two Alberta teams, but also putting the puck in the net pretty well as well. Sixth spot against Edmonton. And then they scored four in the victory against Calgary as well. Four goals will get the job done here. Michael Hauser in net for Buffalo. His numbers weren't great last year. 3.46 goals against average in starting assignments for the Buffalo Sabres last year. I think Ottawa can get to four tonight in this game, and certainly a nice price with that. So Senators team total over 3.5, minus 115. That is going to be my best bet for this Tuesday NHL card. And that'll wrap up this edition of the Ice Guys. Thanks to everyone in the chat joining us on YouTube. Hit the like button if you haven't done it already. We appreciate it. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Download the Ice Guys podcast when you can't watch the show live. For Andrew McGinnis and Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Tuesday night. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow on Wednesday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.